Hello, friends. It's Mr. Jim, and welcome back to Kids Short Stories. Today's story comes to us from Tashi and Roro. Hey, guys. They sent me an awesome idea for a story, and you can, too. Just head over to kidsshortstories.com. Send me your idea, and maybe we'll turn it into an awesome adventure. And don't forget to right now smash the follow button, which could look like a plus sign, and so that you don't miss out on any of our awesome stories. Are you guys ready for today's story about Dr. Stinky Breath and the volcanoes? Me too. Let's go. Way high up in the sky in Dr. Stinky Breath's secret blimp lab, he was up to no good.
All right, purple ninjas. I think that it is time for the big plan.
What big plan are you talking about, boss?
I think it's time to take out the volcano seeds.
The volcano seeds? Boss, I don't know. I don't know if that plan is ready.
What are you talking about? Of course it is ready. We just need to plant the seeds in the ground and then the volcano will grow and then lava will cover the earth.
But then, boss, if the whole earth is covered in lava, what are we gonna do with it? We can't swim in lava.
Oh, good point. Okay. Well, we don't want to cover the whole earth in lava, just certain parts. Just be smart about it, okay?
Oh, you know us, boss. We're always the smartest. We're the smartest creatures in the whole world. We're smarter than,
Okay. Just don't hurt yourself. Just go plant the seeds and make sure that they grow. Good luck.
Oh, no! Dr. Stinky Breath has some kind of volcano seeds? I didn't even know that they made those. I didn't know volcanoes made seeds. That's so crazy. Did you know that? Well, apparently Dr. Stinky Breath has seeds, and the purple ninjas are going to start planting them, and they're going to grow into real volcanoes. I bet they're going to put them in really bad places right where people live. Let's see what happens. Hey, Roro, can you grab all the horse gear because we're about ready to head out? Here it is, said Roro. Tashi and Roro were both on the spy team, and they were issued specially licensed spy horse. What? I didn't know that horses were on the spy team. Oh, yeah, there's all kinds of creatures and people on the spy team. But Tashi and Roro, they were one of the few that had been issued spy horses. These horses had gone through all kinds of training, which means that they were helpful in solving mysteries. And today's mystery of the volcano seeds sounds like a perfect job for these horses. Bzz, 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 bzz. Tashi, did you hear that? Said Roro. All right, let's play it. Let's see what happens. They both grabbed their spy beeper and pressed play. It said,
Tashi and Roro, we need your help. You see, we've uncovered a terrible message, and we've spotted the purple ninjas are planting volcano seeds. We need you guys to uncover and find where they are and get them out of the ground before the volcano grows from the seeds. We don't know how much time we have, but you must act quickly. Good luck.
Volcano seeds, said Tashi. That sounds crazy. It's going to be Dr. Stinky Breath again. All right, let's go, horses. Come on. Tashi jumped on his horse called Bamsha, and Roro jumped on his horse called Blackie, and they rode off into the sunset. Well, not into the sunset. But they rode off into the distance and... All right, how are we going to find these seeds? What are we even looking for? HQ barely gave us any clues to... Oh, dear. Tashi was looking around with his binoculars, scanning the horizon. And off in the distance, he saw a real purple ninja.
Roro, look at that! There's a real purple ninja over there. Look, he's got a shovel. Look at that. Wait. Stay back.
Tashi and Roro hid behind some trees. They wanted to see what the purple ninja was doing, and maybe there's a way that they could...
Oh, look. He just covered up that hole with some kind of reddish dirt. I've never seen that dirt before, but it's like bright red. Look. Okay, he's going. Let's go check it out.
Tashi and Roro rode their horses over closer, and sure enough, in that spot where the purple ninja was a spot of red dirt, like really red dirt, like a fire truck red. All right, let's take a shovel out and see what's in there. Tashi and Roro uncovered that red dirt and dug deeper and deeper, and sure enough, there it was.
What is that thing?
Said Roro. Tashi picked it up in his hand. It was about the size of a baseball. It was clear, and it had a bright red glowing center.
Whoa, it's like really hot. Look at this. Ouch.
Tashi tossed it over to Roro like a hot potato.
Ow! Ow! I don't want to hold it!
And Roro dropped it on the ground.
Look at this.
They both got on their hands and knees and knelt closer to it.
Look inside, it's moving. It looks like there's lava inside of there. I think that's the volcano seed.
That's exactly what it was. Tashi and Roro had found the first volcano seed. But the most important thing is they found how the purple ninjas are planting these. They dig a hole, drop the seed in, and cover it with this special red dirt.
Now all we have to do is look for that special red dirt, and I bet it will help us find all the other seeds. HQ, come in.
This is Tashi, over.
Tashi, it's great to hear from you. What have you guys found?
Well, Roro and I, we just found that the purple ninjas are digging holes, dropping the seeds in, and covering it up with this really bright red dirt. Is there any way that we can get some satellite footage of the whole Earth and see if we can find any more of this red dirt?
Oh, that's fantastic. Let me pull up the satellite feed now.
HQ opened up the satellite feed, which gave a picture of the whole Earth. And now they just had to type into the algorithm to look for this red dirt. And sure enough, there were 7 other locations right now with that red dirt. Tashi and Roro got on their horses and zoomed off to all those locations. They had to get there in time before the volcanoes started to grow. And one by one, they pulled out those lava volcano seeds from the ground, saving the day.
What is going on, purple ninjas? Why do they always stop us?
Well, boss, we're not sure about that yet, but, I'm sorry. Do you think we could try again tomorrow?
Oh, of course. We will never stop. But we must find a way to get these volcanoes planted better. Maybe we can use dirt that isn't bright red.
Oh, yeah. That might make it, easier for us to hide them better.
Yes. Well, you ninjas get to work. Find the better dirt. Go.
And that is the day that Tashi and Roro saved us from volcanoes. But it looks like Dr. Stinky Breath and the Purple Ninjas are not finished with this plan. And so, what's going to happen next? I don't know, but I can't wait to find out. The end.
Great job. You listened all the way to the end, and you know what time it is. It's time for good shout-outs. I want to say hey to Nancy from the USA, Asan from India, Anika and Navika from Orlando, Florida, Charles and Robert from Virginia Beach, Virginia, CJ from Austin, Texas, Reese and Dax from Tokyo, Japan, and Harry from New Zealand. I'm so glad that you're all in the Kid Short Stories family and on our spy team. We could not stop Dr. Stinky Breath without you, my friends. Well, I hope you have a super duper day. I will see you next time. Bye.